Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 1850-715-815 is our phone number, and joe at rte.ie from anywhere in the world. Georgina O'Sullivan. Georgina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. And unfortunately, it's your mother you've come to talk about, Helen Mahoney. She was in Oaklands nursing home near Listowel from June 2019 to July of this year when she died, unfortunately. How did she end up in the nursing home, Georgina?
So basically, she had small cell lung cancer and she was weak with a couple of other issues, and she just went downhill very quickly, and we were, you know, basically told she needed 24-hour supervision and care. She needed somebody, you know, with her 24/7 awake, and it was just something I myself could not provide.
And how, before COVID, how was your relationship with the nursing home?
It wasn't good. I had issues from the get-go, pretty much, regarding the menu and her dietary requirements, and also with the level of care she was receiving.
And, for example, just take your diet, the dietary issue.
So, for example, my mom had a serious egg allergy. And several times, the menu option for the evening, the supper time, sometimes for three evenings a week, both choices on that menu would be eggs, egg dishes.
Yeah.
And when I was asking what was available for mom, it was, well, the menu's the menu. There were efforts made with and meetings with the chef, but then when I would ring and ask what she had eaten, it was usually a plate of chips. Every evening, her evening meal was chips.
So you didn't get anywhere on the diet? You didn't feel you got anywhere on the dietary issue?
It was at times, and it was an ongoing battle.
Would you have been aware that there were issues within the nursing home that should have been reported to either HICWA or the HSE?
What, when she went in there?
You said, well, during your communication with them over the year.
Oh yes, definitely, most definitely. There was, you know, there was a lack of clinical governance there at times. Inspectors visited this nursing home in February 2020, and again in May, and I believe it's the report in May where it says inspectors deemed the governance and management arrangements at the time, that was May, an urgent risk to the delivery of a safe, appropriate, consistent and effectively monitored service. That's the HICWA report. And that was allowed to continue.
Until last Thursday when... When there was a court order allowing the HSE to move in on the Thursday at 5 o'clock, I think was the time.
That's right.
And what response did you get to issues you rose? You raised, Georgina, with the management?
So, well, I raised a couple of them informally, and then I was raising issues in writing. And yes, the one in December, last December, that I raised in writing, I never got a written formal response. It was, you know, an informal meeting with the manager and the person in charge, and agreed to try and sort it out going forward. And then when I made another complaint last June, that was investigated, and I was happy with the outcome, as in procedures and processes were being put in place, but I was still battling with the dietary issues up until she died.
And were you aware of any other families having issues?
No, because I didn't know any of the other families there.
That's understandable, yeah. And there's seldom, and this issue came up much earlier in the pandemic among residents and families of residents among nursing homes. I think one man was on with us trying to see could he contact other families. But there's no communication between families, sure there isn't, of Invariably there isn't, because of a load of extenuating factors. People are busy enough. Obviously, if someone is in a nursing home, they require a lot of attention, both from the nursing home and indeed from the family. So that's a pressure as well. Do you think the decision by the HSE Stroke ICWA to move in last Thursday, do you think that was long overdue?
It was very long overdue. Why didn't they seek a court order last May, when they deemed that there was an urgent risk to the delivery of safe care to these residents? And the other thing, Joe, is HICWA, when I look at all the reports by HICWA on their website, so HICWA carry out an inspection and the report is not published for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
So no family member knows that they've carried out an inspection, and no one knows until 5 months later. I would urge everyone in the country to ask your nursing home, when was your last inspection by mm-hmm. HICWA, and you'll know when to expect the report. And why is it taking 5 months? I understand you can't be done in 2 days. Why is it taking five yeah. months to publish a report?
Good point, but you also know the other pressure, Georgina. You had a family member in there. You didn't do, well, you did, as it happened. You actually bit the bullet, so to speak. But people would be very wary, saying, oh, hang on, my relative is in there. I'm depending on management and staff to look after him or her, and I won't be there 24/7. And I want all those little extras like the rice pudding and the 7-Up. I want to make sure she gets them. It is the family of residents of nursing homes are not in a very powerful position, are they?
No, and that's what I found out with my dealings. Your only your only comeback is HICWA. And on both occasions when I did ring them, I was told they don't investigate complaints. They do take on board what you've said.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first instance, you must revert back to the registered provider, which is what I did. But they don't come back with, we've investigated your complaint and this is the outcome. I never heard back from them. They took on board what I was saying. But what I would want to state is for anyone out there that has a family member in a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
what you don't know that you don't know is shocking. Ask your nursing home and follow it all up in writing. This is something I learned, dearly. Mm. Follow up in writing. Ask, is your family member's fluid intake, their, food mm. intake, is it being recorded? Ring up and ask. And this is what I used to do. I used to often sit up till 11 o'clock at night because I knew they were too busy to speak to me during the day and ask, well, what has my person eaten today?
Yeah.
Ask for copies of the menu. Compare it with the menu that's on offer. If your person has an allergy, if your person can't tolerate a certain food, what is in place for them instead? Ask her the extras provided, that it's not just the bare three meals a day and a couple of biscuits with your cup of tea. These are the only comforts that people in nursing homes have. Ask, what are the procedures in place? My mother had a hearing aid. It was lost several times. I had to get a new mould replaced.
Yeah.
Ask, what are the arrangements in place for safekeeping? Checklists not being, carried out or recorded. What is the measures in place? What is my relative's individual care plan? How often is it reviewed? Are all staff members aware of it? Several times, people did not know the arrangements. Ask, when did my relative last have a shower? When were they last offered a shower?
Now, it would seem that the vast majority of nursing homes are doing their best.
They're doing their best. The staff are doing their best. But what needs to be highlighted is all nursing homes have a statement of purpose. Is the care in line with their statement of purpose?
Okay.
And for my mother, it wasn't. And that's what I kept going back to.
And the other thing you highlight, Georgina, is if you raise a complaint, this is as you tell me, if you raise a complaint with a nursing home and you feel it's not addressed or not properly addressed, there's no appeal system.
Not that I can see. Now, my complaints were investigated and
okay.
efforts were made. I have to,
But you're saying when
fair.
You phoned HICWA, they said we don't deal with complaints.
Yes, we don't investigate complaints.
Well,
we do take them on. Yeah, exactly. So who who is HICWA, you know, who are they answerable to? Why don't they investigate complaints? And it's, I've heard on the radio that apparently they carry out two inspections a year per nursing home, one of which I know is definitely an announced inspection.
Yeah.
Why is it only two inspections a year?
Mainly, I presume, because
really
there's 500 nursing homes, I presume. That's
probably. It. Well, then our government needs to funnel more money, more resources, yeah, to make sure that these elderly, vulnerable people are protected. And if you really want to get a snapshot of what is going on in a nursing home, go and inspect it. Turn up again unannounced 3 days later so you can really see.
And when were you told that your mother was in serious difficulties, Georgina, and might pass?
So she was admitted to hospital on the, I think it was the 10th of July. No, sorry, it was about the 14th. And she was admitted that night. And the next day, I had been speaking to them that morning at the A&E. Of course, I wasn't allowed to come and visit her, restrictions, etc. I begged. And an hour later, I had a voicemail saying, can you please attend the A&E? And I knew when they said, can you attend the A&E, because they're not letting people in
just to
visit, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
And she passed away 5 days later. And we were very lucky. She was able to be moved to the wonderful palliative care unit they have here in the hospital. So I can't imagine what it was like for any other family whose member died of COVID and they couldn't see them, etc. My heart goes out to them.
And so far, we're told one that the Hickwin HSE moved in on Thursday afternoon because the nursing home was in chaos.
Yeah.
Nobody in charge. It seemed nobody in charge, and a number of other issues. That's why the court order was granted to them immediately. And as Jerry told us on Friday, whose brother died there, that all but one resident had COVID. Now he said he thought two had died from COVID in the nursing home, including his brother. We haven't an up to date figure.
I believe the figure is six.
God.
Residents have passed away from COVID in that nursing home. But there was no clinical governance there for a long time. And I mean, it's been reported that their end-of-life medication was out of date.
Okay,
how is that acceptable in this day and age? This is medication that people need to be comfortable in their final hours.
Well, as you say, I'm glad it's a little consolation. It's a grain of sand in a desert of grief that your family is going through, that your mother got into a palliative unit for the last few days of her life. Condolences on the death of Helen, Helen Mahoney, your mother, Georgina, and kind regards to you and your family. That's Georgina O'Sullivan in Tralee. 51551, as you know, is our text number, and I always say, please remember, we're all slipping, wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.